An American manufacturer hoping to thrive again as the Trump administration's tariffs kick in. Whirlpool has been building washer and dryers and dishwashers and other household appliances that we're all familiar with for more than a century. The trade war means big changes for employees and customers.
We are people business.
Jason Ebert is the senior vice president of North American manufacturing at Whirlpool and a second-generation employee of the household appliance maker.
You're absolutely proud to know that it was built in America, in Ohio, and in these small communities that thrive.
Whirlpool says it makes 80% of the appliances it sells in the U.S. at one of its 10 American factories, including this one in Clyde, Ohio.
When the factory's running the way we want, at every 3 seconds a unit's coming out of the factory.
Is the factory running the way you want it at capacity right now?
We are not running at capacity. I mean, we've seen volumes decline over the last 3 to 4 years.
The reason? Whirlpool says its competition, like LG and Samsung, makes their products using cheaper imported steel, keeping prices lower for consumers. Whirlpool shared it sources 96% of its metal for domestic products from the U.S., leading to a higher price tag. The company hopes a 50% tariff on imported steel will give it a competitive edge.
How will tariffs level the playing field?
Our competition overseas, really just on the raw material side, so just take steel and resin. When that tariff is in place, then they're going to have to pay that penalty. They either are going to make less money or they're going to have to charge more for the consumer. So what does that do? That puts their price in line with ours.
Whirlpool pushed for tariffs that added 20 to 50% fees on imported washing machines during Trump's first term. Under those tariffs, manufacturing jobs increased, but prices on washers went up $86 on average. Whirlpool says sales fell earlier this year as Asian competitors stockpiled imported products ahead of tariff deadlines. This time, Ebert says his factories are ready to ramp up production for American-made, competitively priced goods.
You've got the infrastructure here.
Yeah.
You just need to see the demand, and then you'll hire more.
Yep. See the demand, we get that signal, we start hiring, and then we're ready to go.
Now, hiring more would mean more jobs for the community. U.S. labor, it is more expensive, but Whirlpool says it uses automation to make jobs more efficient and not replace them altogether. Bottom line, as we said in the piece, consumers could pay more, nearly $90 a washer, if history does repeat itself.